Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, Episode 11, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 9, taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Chapter 17, The Bodily Transformations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke these words in a mood of anger as Lord Chaitanya floated on waves of ecstatic love. Merged in an ocean of anxiety, Lord Chaitanya recited a verse spoken by Srimati Radharani expressing the same emotion. Then Lord Chaitanya personally explained the verse and thus tasted the sweetness of Krishna. Nadaj jalada nisvanah shravana karshi sachchinjitah sanarma rasa suchakakshara padartha bangi uktikah ramadika varangana hridaya hari vanshi kalah same madana mohana sakita noti karnasriham. Sri Radha said, "My dear friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has a voice as deep as a cloud resounding in the sky. With the tinkling of Krishna's ornaments, Krishna attracts the ears of the gopis, and with the sound of Krishna's flute, Krishna attracts even the goddess of fortune and other beautiful women. That personality of Godhead, known as Madana Mohana, whose joking words carry many indications and deep meanings, is increasing the lusty desires of my ears. Krishna's deep voice is more resonant than newly arrived clouds, and Krishna's sweet song defeats even the sweet voice of the cuckoo. Indeed, Krishna's song is so sweet that even one particle of its sound can inundate the entire world. If such a particle enters one's ear, one is immediately bereft of all other types of hearing. My dear friend, please tell me what I should do. My ears have been plundered by the qualities of Krishna's sound. Now, however, I cannot hear Krishna's transcendental sound, and I am almost dead for want of it. The tinkling of Krishna's ankle bells surpasses the songs of even the swan and crane, and the sound of Krishna's bangles puts the singing of the chataka bird to shame. Having allowed these sounds to enter the ears even once, one cannot tolerate hearing anything else. Krishna's speech is far sweeter than nectar. Each of Krishna's jubilant words is full of meaning, and when Krishna's speech mixes with Krishna's smile, which is like camphor, the resultant sound and the deep meaning of Krishna's words create various transcendental mellows. Even one particle of that transcendental blissful nectar is the life and soul of the ear, which is like a chakora bird, which lives in hope of tasting that nectar. Sometimes by good fortune, the bird can taste it, but at other times, the bird unfortunately cannot taste, and therefore almost dies of thirst. The transcendental vibration of Krishna's flute disturbs the hearts of women all over the world, even if they hear it only once. Thus, their fastened belts become loose, and these women become unpaid maidservants of Krishna. Indeed, they run towards Krishna exactly like mad women. And when she hears the vibration of Krishna's flute, even the goddess of fortune comes to Krishna, greatly hoping for Krishna's association. But nevertheless, Lakshmiji does not get it. When the waves of thirst for Krishna's association increase, the goddess of fortune performs austerities. But still, Lakshmi cannot meet Krishna. For only the most fortunate can hear these four nectarian sounds: Krishna's words, the tinkling of Krishna's ankle bells and bangles, Krishna's voice, and the vibration of Krishna's flute. And if one does not hear these sounds, then one's ears are as useless as small conch shells with holes. Recorded July 11, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishna Chitta Sita Radha, Radha Chitta Sito Hari. Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Krishna Chitta Stita Radha, Radha Chitta Stito Hari. Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Krishna Chitta Stita Radha, Radha Chitta Stito Hari. Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Sri Radha is fixed in the heart of Krishna, and Hari is fixed in the heart of Radha. In life or in death, Radha and Krishna are my eternal shelter.